This is GQDN for November 1st, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST to get all those delicious, delicious drink mixes. If you do that, you get 25% off your purchase. It's really, really good stuff. Delicious stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some video game releases, we got some esports news, just a little bit, and we got some news about World of Warcraft. But we begin today with a lot about PlayStation. And the first two stories will come from PlayStationLifestyle.net, and then we'll go to Eurogamer for two stories, and then we'll end up with WCCF Tech. So we'll start with PlayStation Lifestyle. Because a lot of people, the PlayStation Plus users, are not happy because some of the November monthly games are being reused. So, the lineup was announced earlier this week with the inclusion of Ghostwire Tokyo, and a lot of people were unhappy with the numbers, or number of members, because of their PlayStation 5 exclusive that was part of the extra catalog until about March 2024. Ghostwire Tokyo was in the inclusion of PlayStation Plus, and now it's being criticized for it. Because members did say that they're considering it's the only game left of the catalog since it was included about 7 months ago. So when it left 7 months ago, that's what I meant to say. It's now too soon to bring it back as a part of the Essential Games lineup. In fact, some people did say that the Epic Games Store is giving away Ghostwire Tokyo for free to everyone without the paid subscription. So one of the users on Reddit did say, quote, "Generally, no excuse for how bad PlayStation Plus is getting, especially considering they nearly doubled the price. Wow, what a month. An extra repeat," was written by another Reddit user on the PlayStation blog. Now, the extra users will have access to the essential games on the cheapest tier, and they will not have played Ghostwire Tokyo unless they purchased it. The monthly lineup is primarily for the essential users, not the extra or premium subscribers. But there were some people that were still mad about Sony PlayStation because of the closure of Firewalk Studios. And that came from the labor union, the CWA, in North America, because they were saying that Sony is increasing its strength through the monopoly by both acquiring and shutting down studios. So here's what the CWA did say in a statement, quote, "Sony's decision to dissolve studios outside of their walled garden of PlayStation exclusive content rather than making games that have to compete in a highly diverse and competitive mobile game market should be a cautionary warning sign of Sony's interest in furthering their monopoly position in the video game industry." Now, it might be apparent that Neon Koi, which was the head of the Firewalk Studios, if I'm right, did not release any other game within Sony. Now, the union did add, quote, "Plans to raise the anti-competitive impacts of Sony's increasing monopoly and monopsony power with the appropriate antitrust regulators, policymakers, and stakeholders," end quote. So the CWA was not happy. But according to Eurogamer, apparently they were already working on the PlayStation 5 Pro before it released PlayStation 5. Now, that was in a conversation where the CEO, Hideki Nishino, talked to Variety. So what the CEO did say, quote, "So we've done Pro in the last generation. We've learned a lot from there. When we were selling PlayStation 4 Pro, in addition to the PlayStation 4, 20% of the customers actually got the PlayStation 4 Pro. It was the high end. It was premium tier. So there are potential users acquiring those kinds of units. Interestingly enough, it was not just about highly engaged users. Actually, the new users came to PlayStation to get PlayStation 4 Pro as well. So we started working on PlayStation 5 Pro even before the PlayStation 5 launched. It was another 5-year project for us." So the Sony CEO said there was some discussion about whether the PlayStation Pro console was the right idea, for the quote. But the main thing was, there are technologies we can grow up in 3 years' time or 5 years' time. So the innovation and technology advancement is quicker in a modern world. Phones are updating every year. PCs are updating every year. I don't think we'd go every year updates, but there are things we can package together to bring the greatest things into the game console segment range. So that's the vision, end quote. So they almost did that. But the Shad PS4 version 0.4.0 is now available for download. So this is an emulator that is now available for the download. And apparently it does have some fixes and improvements. And what they're saying is that the version 0.4.0 just features some fixes and improvements where you could have the proper emulation of select titles, such as Gravity Rush Remastered, which can only work with some of the workarounds. So there are some fixes and improvements in the shader recalmer fixes, some emulated support for CPUs that don't have the SSE4.2A, which is an auto-update feature, and some other things. So if you have an emulator, such as Shad, I would check out the updates. Now from PlayStation 2 Playdate, Season 2 will drop next year, but there'll be some firm release details and some games to be finalized. So the Playdate update did drop yesterday, and they did provide some number of games along with some other updates. And what Playdate is saying, that Playdate 2 might deliver those games maybe a little bit easier. Now the Playdate owners will be able to purchase the new batch of games via Playdate's catalog when it releases. Playdate will continue to have the Playdate Season 1 bundled with the price of the system itself. That's straight from the site, Eurogamer. Now Greg Maltic, the Playdate project lead, did talk about this. Quote, since the beginning of the number one question from Playdate owners has been, when will there be another season? Season 1 was a hit. Players love games like Krenken's Time Travel Adventure and Zipper. They also love the excitement of recovering two surprise games a week. That time release aspect encouraged players to dive deeply into each title before the next arrived. But one thing we couldn't do with Season 1 was synchronize play for everyone. With Season 2, we finally can. So synchronizing be a thing for Playdate. Very interesting. Now, we'll get into some Nintendo stuff, because if you got the Nintendo alarm clock, you might want to be careful because it got hacked. This comes to us from DualShockers.com, and that's the Nintendo's Alarmo. They were hacked by fans, and people were uploading some custom images to the screen. Now, we know that the Nintendo Alarmo is indeed a clock, and it does play Nintendo songs to wake people up. And that'll be with a sensor that increases the tempo of music. And that depends on how much the person in bed is moving. And the alarm all has a limited array of images to show, but some fans broke the device and opened it up. In fact, Gary on Twitter did show how to do it because they posted a video. But with the video comes text. Quote, it's possible to run custom code on Nintendo Alarmo via USB without opening it up. More details in the blog post here. I'm not saying it. But he did show the methods and how to break that in their blog post. And that's why the hardware did launch in October. So, what will Nintendo do about this? We'll see. But, okay, a little bit away from games, because Nintendo, via NintendoEverything.com, did say that there's a new Nintendo Music app, and they did explain why they made it. Now, Nintendo had an interview with Nippon Television News, and this is all translation, pretty rough. Quote, we believe that game music is an important and valuable piece of content in order to expand the number of people who have access to Nintendo IP. And Nintendo Music is a service that allows us to deliver the game music in a way that is unique to Nintendo. You can enjoy unique features of Nintendo Music, such as being able to enjoy music along screenshots and being provided with playtests based not only on game titles, but also on various game-related themes and perspectives, such as characters and music during battles. We believe that if Nintendo Music reminds you of your favorite gaming experiences, it will also inspire you to want to play the game again. So will you get the app? I don't know if I would. Maybe you should. But if you got an Xbox, Pure Xbox did say that Microsoft added two dynamic backgrounds to the Xbox Series X and S. So once again, this week, there are two new backgrounds. One is the Dragon Age Veilguard, and one came from Black Ops 6. So Olio on Twitter did say, quote, Microsoft had added two new Dragon Age, the Veilguard Dragon, and the dynamic backgrounds for Xbox Series S and X owners, and did post a video about it. Now, we go to GamesRadar.com because the World of Warcraft devs were talking, and they were talking about some, quote, core parts, end quote, within the MMO infrastructure. And they were talking about the first War Within raid. And they said that the recovery effort right now is underway in the Nerubar Palace. And Blizzard had to go to the forums to provide some insight on what went wrong and what has been done to solve it. So here's what the community manager, Kevax, did say. Quote, in 11.0.5, our engineers implemented a rebuild of some core parts of WoW's infrastructure. This work is being done now in preparation for the game's future needs as it grows. Unfortunately, we experienced the side effects that have been seen in certain high-performance parts of the game, such as several encounters in Nerub Palace. We've been working on these issues with urgency, and earlier today we have deployed hotfixes that we believe reduce desyncs with certain boss abilities and address sudden disconnects during combat. So they are working on it. Okay. Nintendo Life did say that there's going to be 50 games coming to the Atari expansion. Did I say 50 games? No. It's the Atari's 50th anniversary. And they are adding quite a few games there anyway, but not quite 50. So here's what's going to happen in the DLC. Air Raiders coming in. Frogs and Flies. Star Strike. Sword Fight. Video Pinball. Hardball. Final Legacy. And Desert Falcon. There'd be some stuff. Very, very interesting itself. But if you're waiting for Dragon Quest III like I am, oh boy, there was a new trailer and Nintendo Life was talking about it. Now, the new trailer did showcase some new environments that you get to explore along the world and some enemies that your party will encounter. And of course, it had the Dragon Quest theme to it. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, you know. And you know that the game will release in about a month. But here we go. Now we go to the esports corner because HLTV did say that the Shanghai Major did announce their on-air team. And there's quite a few people here. But I'll just give you just a few of them. Stage hosts will be James Banks, okay, known as Banks. The desk hosts are Richard Lewis and Sam Tech Girl Wright. The analysts are Alex Ellenberg, Janko, I apologize for this one, Punovic, and all the names going forward, Sudan Bleh, Wingbarn, and Dustin Dust Moret. The interviewers are Paula Gilroy, Zhang Dove Trang, and James Banks. So, now you know who's going to do the broadcasting for the Shanghai Majors, if you watch that. Esports Insider says, welcome to the era, everyone, because EA Sports FC Mobile has joined the Snapdragon Pro Series. And the mobile game that was made because of this will be offered in Latin America region with open qualifiers. They'll be running through November. On December 14th and 15th, the SL Facebook group will host the Snapdragon Pro Series, and they will have the EA Sports FC Mobile event. So, good luck to all of you that are participating in that event. Now, there are some Switch games coming this November. So, what will be coming? On the 7th of November, Mario and Luigi Brothership. 14th of November, here we go, Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake. LEGO Horizon Adventures, 14th November. Stray will be coming 19th November. You'll enjoy that one. Fantasian Neo Dimension, 5th of December. December 5th, as I say. There'll be more games coming out throughout the month, so pay attention to your Nintendo eShop, all you Nintendo U, and there are some new accessories. Now, we did talk about the Sonic controller there yesterday, but there are some other things like maybe some backpacks, carriers, and some eShop credit that'll be coming. There's also a popular zombie video game called The House of the Dead. And I'll be getting a movie adaptation from the Resident Evil director. So this'll be a horror game. That'll now turn into a film. And Sega's gonna love this. At least that's what they want to. So we'll see what happens. But if you want something for your Switch and you don't want a horror game, Rec Room's coming to Switch next week. So you can play some different sports and stuff. Create your own rooms. Do some different things. Just do stuff. Like we do stuff. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge for the weekly show. Yeah, we're going to have a lot to talk about. And GQ2 is free. If you have voted already, you can listen to our thoughts about voting in the U.S. If you haven't voted, we'll be going over the issues that we're going to go through and maybe some of the ones that you're going to go through, including president, senate seats, maybe, and different issues and different. And that'll be up on twitch.tv/DawnForge tomorrow night, 6 p.m. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.